wondered why there's a mermaid on your coffee cup at Starbucks? Where exactly can you find the best sales? And when is the best time to buy a house? Maybe you'd like to know how to ask for a raise. And can you actually win in Vegas? Well, fortunately for you, Professor Juan has been teaching for over a decade, and he will give you the answers to all of these questions and many more. So settle in, grab a drink, and get ready. This world is crazy, and this is Juan's side of the story.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. How's everybody out there? Ernie, you doing good?
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing?
What'd you think of that last drink, Ernie? Was that good?
I honestly don't know what I drank, Juan. I did what you did, and I just said, hey, make me something and make it good.
So, listeners, I'm pretty excited. Today, we're coming to you from Las Vegas, which is just super, super exciting. And there's lots of great things to talk to you about Las Vegas. But this is our, so a lot of things, a little housekeeping at the beginning. This is our fifth episode, and I'm super happy to say that we're about to pass 1,000 downloads. Ernesto, what do you think about that?
That is awesome. So thank you, everybody that's listening, it's downloading. Please share. Let us be known.
I'm really excited. So it only took us four episodes to get to we're just under 1,000. So we're going to pass it with our fourth episode. So very excited. Again, thank you guys for your support. It's been awesome. And I think today's going to be a great episode. We're coming from Vegas, lots of good stuff. But today we're breaking a rule, an unwritten rule, Ernie, but we're breaking a rule. This is the first episode that, as usual, we're coming to you live from a very interesting spot. We always try to find something new. But we're going to break a rule. This is the first time I'm not actually drinking something live. I don't have coffee. Ernie does not have what, Ernie?
I don't have my hot chocolate.
You don't have hot chocolate, Ernie. And why don't you have hot chocolate?
Well, we were a little naughty.
We're naughty, but how hot is it right now?
It's almost 100 degrees, Juan. I think it's 98.
There's no way we're having hot chocolate. I don't even want iced coffee. I mean, I don't know. It's so freaking hot. So we're in Las Vegas for the 4th of July, which is so exciting. Cannot wait. But, oh my God, we got advice on where to stand, right, for the best view. So we're actually on the pedestrian bridge between the Bellagio and the Horseshoe. On the pedestrian bridge, looking at people walk by. And Ernie, what kind of looks are we getting from people as we're doing their podcast?
People are kind of like surprised and wondering who we are, but you know, we tip our hats and raise our imaginary cups, and you know.
I'm hoping we get some good invites to some parties, because what we need to do is act like we're, you know, YouTubers or something.
Right.
We got to act like we're big wigs. So hopefully we'll get invited to something cool this evening. But we got advice on where to do the podcast, and I'm kind of regretting it. It's 98 freaking degrees. It is hot. But we just came back from the Cosmopolitan from a bar called Click, which was really very cool. Just awesome, luxurious. And I went to the bartender and said, make me something with bourbon. And he came back with something. I don't even know what it's called. And Ernie did the same. And we had a couple drinks and we've had a good time. Are we ready for fireworks, Ernie?
I am ready for fireworks, Juan. I didn't even feel that walk from the Cosmopolitan.
You have to be in a good mood to make that walk. It's 98 degrees. I am dying. So listeners, bear with us. We're going to try to make it for about an hour and then get out of here for the fireworks. So again, super excited coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, one of my favorite places in the world. And the name of today's episode is...
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
What do you mean?
Did Caesar live here?
No.
Ernie, what movie is that from?
That is from one of my personal favorite movies, The Hangover.
That is hysterical. So the name of today's episode is This Isn't the Real Caesar's Palace, Is It? So Alan, and I, Ernie, how do you pronounce his last name?
You couldn't even pay me enough to pronounce that name.
You give it a shot and I'll give it a shot.
Galifianakis?
That's what I would have said, Galifianakis. Galifianakis. We'll go with that. Zach, if you're listening and you want to correct us, by all means, chime on and let us know how bad that was. But just one of my favorite movies in the world. It's came out in 2009 with Bradley Cooper and Ed Helms from The Office. And I think he was doing that in the middle of The Office, if I'm not mistaken. Just hysterical. And we'll be talking a lot about The Hangover today, but we're going to be talking, I thought it was great for lots of reasons. I think that title is perfect for all kinds of reasons. One, we're in Las Vegas, and two, specifically from The Hangover. For our loyal listeners, you'll notice that it's been a while since we did our last episode, since we published our last episode. Ernie, am I correct? Some of your favorite movies are the Marvel movies, yes?
Absolutely, 100%. I am literally a Marvel beanie as I'm doing this.
Ernie, it's 98 degrees, and being the fool that he is, he's wearing a Marvel beanie. I have no idea what that's about. People are, maybe that's why they're looking at it. It's not that we're doing a podcast from the pedestrian bridge. It's that somebody's going to have a heat stroke wearing a Marvel beanie.
Hey, when we get invited to a Marvel party and you're literally looking at me, I'm going to look at you and say, you're welcome, Juan.
I will wear, oh my God, I'll wear a Iron Man hat, whatever mask, whatever gets us invited to a cool party. So fingers crossed on that. But no, Ernie, so what happened between, am I right? What happened between Infinity War and
Endgame?
Dang. Okay. So what happened between Infinity War and Endgame? Or what? No, am I wrong? What happens in the Endgame?
It's what happens in Infinity War.
No.
Remember, the first snap is Infinity War. And then that's when Iron Man's on the plane with Nebula. That's after the snap. And then they do a second snap when Hulk gets the glove. And that's an Endgame. And that's
what Holy cow, you're right. Okay, so which snap was the 5-year blip?
The Infinity War.
The Infinity War. Okay. So Marvel, that's embarrassing. I love Marvel movies, but I guess I didn't pay that close attention.
Okay. One.
So in Infinity War, there's a snap of the fingers and we're blipped out for 5 years.
Oh, snap.
Well, Ernie and I had a real, like an honest to God version of a blip. Like, this isn't a fake thing. This isn't a Marvel thing. This isn't a movie thing. Ernie and I actually got blipped.
A real life thing that actually happened.
And I think that's what prompted us to come back to Vegas, or stay in Vegas is actually really the reality. So we've stayed in Vegas for 9 months. Ernie, have you had fun in Vegas for 9 months?
I mean, I did and I didn't, because there's some things I don't remember. No.
Time flies when you're having fun, as the cliche goes. But we've had a lot of fun in Vegas. It's been 9 months. And some of you might be wondering, okay, Juan, what do you mean? How have you made a living? How have you paid for Vegas for 9 months? Well, as all the characters say in The Hangover, you do a lot of stupid when you're drunk. Just, I think that's such a funny line. You do a lot of stupid when you're drunk.
But it makes so much sense.
It really does. And I guess does that movie take it to an extreme? Yes, it does. But Ernie and I have an actual experience because we were drunk 9 months ago. It was my birthday. So Ernie was nice enough to make me an invite, to invite me to Vegas. And we're going to do our podcast out there. So I go and we have a drink and then another, and just like the movie.
Juan, too many.
Just like the movie, although we weren't roofied, but just like the movie, we had Juan too many. And listeners, you may or may not believe this, but are any of you familiar with the OnlyFans and OnlyFans account? I assume everybody out there is familiar with an OnlyFans account. And no judgment, maybe some of you even subscribe, and maybe some of my listeners even have their own. So no judgments. But everybody is familiar probably with an OnlyFans account. Well, Ernie, what's the other cliche? You should pay attention to details, yes?
Absolutely.
Because what did we do, Ernie? We went sometime between midnight and 9 in the morning.
We had a bright idea about opening an OnlyFans account, but for some reason, that was a typo, and we ended up opening an OnlyFlans account.
An OnlyFlan's account, ladies and gentlemen. Flan. For those of you that don't know, we're talking about the custard, the Mexican custard type of dessert, flan. So you put an L in there, and all of a sudden, we have an OnlyFlan's account.
We took the L on that one, for sure.
That's hysterical. I would like to say we took an L, Ernie, but what? It's the opposite. Not only have we not taken an L, it's paid for a nine-month excursion in Las Vegas.
No complaints here.
Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen. So we opened up an OnlyFlan's account, and if you guys don't know, so flan is a lot of people think it's a Mexican dessert, and that's not wrong. You can definitely find it in any, you know, in many Mexican towns and along the border. In fact, California has a ton, but it's actually it goes all the way back to the Roman emperors. And once upon a time, they were harvesting too many eggs and didn't want them to go to waste. So what do we do with extra eggs? They came up with the dessert, and it went through. I'm sorry.
I said a huevo.
So a huevo. So it goes through France and it goes through Spain. And Spain are the ones that add a very unique characteristic. They're the ones that add caramelized sugar to the flan recipe. But it's very simple. It only takes 5 ingredients, for those of you who don't know. Ernie, let's play a little trivia. Do you know the 5 ingredients?
I'm going to for sure guess it's sugar.
Sugar.
Eggs.
Eggs.
Vanilla.
Vanilla. And give me one more. People get the next. There's 2 more ingredients and people get them confused, but you're missing one typical ingredient.
The caramel, of course, right?
Yeah, caramel. But one of the big differences you'll see when you travel is whether they use condensed milk or evaporated milk. And some people say use both, but I think most people say use both.
Well, I'm pretty sure because one evaporates.
When it's 98, ladies and gentlemen, when you're making flan in Las Vegas in 110 degree weather, we had a lot of evaporation. We had to buy a lot of milk. That was terrible. We had to buy a lot of freaking milk. But no, we actually used 2. So we used a recipe from my abuela, rest in peace. And we woke up and opened an OnlyFlan's account. And we've been living for 9 months in Las Vegas.
Living the sweet flan life.
The sweet flan life. Yeah. So flan comes from so it goes back to the Roman emperors. And flan comes from a Latin word. The Romans called it flado, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, flado. And it comes from a Latin word that means flat cake, which is apt for flan if you've had flan. And we came up with some variations. Flan is you can find flan in Cuba, in the Philippines, through Mexico and Central America. Flan's very popular, again, even in Europe. So we have been selling 5 variations for the last 9 months. Ernie, which was your favorite?
Chocolate flan, for sure.
Chocolate flan was pretty freaking good. Listeners, can you guess which was my favorite? Ernie, have I told you which was my favorite?
You haven't, Juan. But I know we're all dying to hear it.
Listeners, can we guess? I'm sure you can guess. So my favorite was the coffee flan. So if you can't drink it, eat it. Eat it and drink it at the same time. So we also had orange and mango, which is interesting. I know some people out there are going to like the mango one. So ladies and gentlemen, we've been living for 9 months selling flan on our OnlyFlan's account. So hit us up if you'd like some more.
Come check us out for sure.
That was a lot of fun. But after a while you get, Ernie, what is it? Restless? Do we want to get back to the podcast?
I think we're ready to get back. Yeah. And I'm sure you guys were dying to hear us. I know people already asked me what happened and, you know.
Yeah, I feel bad. People were at, yeah. But to be honest, it was hard to think about the podcast. We're driving around in our convertibles and screwing around Las Vegas, making money on the OnlyFlan's.
OnlyFlan's account.
The OnlyFlan's account. So again, no judgments for those of you with an OnlyFans and no judgments for those of you making OnlyFlan's. So there we go. But again, we're excited to come to you from Las Vegas, one of my favorite places in the world, despite the 98 degree weather. It's in the 90s. It's about 8 o'clock. It's just after 8 o'clock in Las Vegas, and it's still in the 90s, which is just insane.
Definitely stay in the hotel.
Again, I don't even know why we're out here. We got the advice to be on this bridge and people are looking at us weird.
When you see those fireworks, you got to thank that person. You're like, you know what? That was worth it.
No, I hope so. I definitely hope so. So let's see if that's how it goes. Okay. So as usual, listeners, if this is hopefully not your first time listening to our show, but what we'd like to do is talk a little bit about the history of Las Vegas and maybe a couple of people that were born here, kind of an interesting little, I don't know, try to educate you about the places we go. And I just love traveling more than anything. So we like to educate our listeners a little bit about where we're going. So Ernie, what do you think? What is an interesting little fact we have about Las Vegas?
Well, Juan, well, there's a lot of interesting stuff about Las Vegas I could imagine. But I think the thing that stands out to me is, can you believe that there are over 300 weddings in Las Vegas a day?
I've been married twice myself, so yes. I contributed to that. No, here's a little fun fact. We'll talk about one of my good friends, Adrian, at the end of the show as well. But my friend Adrian actually got married in Las Vegas. No lie, he actually got married in Las Vegas. I was joking, yeah. I was not. But Adrian contributed to the 300. Ernie, what about you and Selena? Did you ever consider that?
We honestly talked about it at first. Like just eloping and going to Vegas and just doing it, get Elvis Presley to go up there and, you know, sing me a song and then get me married. But I think just tradition wise, you know, having Mexican traditions, like you need your family there. So we definitely had to have it big. And quite honestly, I think it turned out really well. And Juan, I am very happy to say I was happy to see you there. So thank you once again for being there.
No, that was really cool. And obviously, thank you for that invite. That was a great wedding. And I would have loved to go to Vegas, but I think it worked out better for you. And to be honest, I think you would have been divorced within a week because her family would have killed you. Or maybe not divorced. I think she might have been widowed because I think her family would have disappeared. Yeah, both of you would have gone to Vegas. I'm not sure both of you would have left Las Vegas. But 300 weddings, that's crazy. That's crazy. Almost as crazy as this. So when I came across this little fact, I was talking to some of the locals here and they told me about this one and I didn't believe it, to be honest. So I had to look it up, but the bronze lion at the MGM, and I'm trying to remember, and I really can't, I think the very first time I ever stayed in Vegas was at the Treasure Island, but right after, maybe the second time, was at the MGM. So this little fact I thought was fascinating. The lion, the bronze lion at the MGM Grand, is the largest in the world, which I think is interesting. It weighs 90,000 pounds.
Wow.
Which is shocking. 45 feet tall. Shocking, shocking. And it was designed and built by a convicted con artist, a convicted con artist, I believe I'm saying his name correctly, Snellen Maurice Johnson. Became a sculptor after he got out of prison. And he's done over 500 statues, but he designed the MGM lion, 90,000 pounds.
He started his own Only Cons account.
Only Cons account. Oh my God. Only in Vegas. I mean, oh my gosh. So a little shout out to Snellen Maurice Johnson. We appreciate your lion. And no, before
lying about it,
I'm not lying. And no, before my listeners ask, I don't know what he did, but shout out to Snellen. Good job on the lion. And then the last one, which we're going to talk about, and this one's interesting. I do a lot of research for my listeners that don't know. I'm a professor and I do a lot of research. And one of my main interests is in international business and strategy. And one of my favorite places in the world to study is Japan. And an interesting little fact about Japan is how much seafood the Japanese consume. The Japanese are voracious consumers of seafood. And when I came across this little fact, I was maybe even more surprised than the lion. And that is to say, Ernie, that Las Vegas consumes more shellfish in a day than the United States consumes in a year. True or false? Would you believe that?
I would believe it, honestly, because I know how much you love coming to Vegas for almost this time for food. And, you know, we've been to a couple of these places because of you. So I believe it.
I love it. I'm trying to remember again. It's been, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to date myself, but it's been probably 20 years since I first went to Vegas. I think that's about right. And I went every year for several years for my birthday. And I want to say the first time I landed or I got to the airport or the, because I don't remember the exact story, but I think when I checked into the hotel, they gave me a coupon book for like steak and eggs for like a dollar or something crazy like that. And I think they gave me a free seafood or a shrimp cocktail when I checked in. And I remember asking my friends if we should even, like, is that legit? That's got to be a scam. Ernie, is that a scam? Are there such things as free shrimp cocktails in Las Vegas?
No, they actually do offer free shrimp cocktails.
They really, really do. It's crazy if you guys haven't been here, and I'm sure probably most of you have, but it's not uncommon to get free food or heavily discounted food. Another time I was at the New York and I saw a gentleman, no, the Paris. I was at the Paris and I saw a gentleman eating. I mean, again, I'm not casting dispersions or judging anybody, but this gentleman was trying to eat his weight in crab legs, like genuinely eat his weight in crab legs. And they did charge you for the crab. I think if I remember, the buffet was $19.99. And then the seafood buffet was like another $19.99. So I think it was like $40. And this guy was trying to get his money's worth.
I bet he did. Just crazy.
Oh my gosh. So according to this little fact, and we get this from the Chamber of Commerce, Las Vegas, people in Las Vegas, mostly tourists, I assume, consume about 30 tons of seafood a day in Las Vegas. 30 freaking tons of seafood a day.
It's about like almost what, 60,000 pounds?
That's, oh my God. I can't even do the math. How many people is that? I mean, a shrimp cocktail is like a third of a pound. I don't know, but what happens at Vegas stays in Vegas. My gosh, that's tremendous. So for those of you that want to come to Vegas, you can get married, you can see a lion, and you can have seafood. Ernie, what else? So another thing, listeners, we like to do is talk about who was born in a particular city. And we've got a couple as well. Ernie, let's do a couple. Who was born in Las Vegas?
The very famous Mr. Entertainment, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton, was born in Las Vegas.
That's iconic. If you've been listening, listeners, or if you've had me for a class, one of my favorite movies of all time is Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And there's a very iconic scene in the movie where he's dancing on a parade float and he's singing a song called Dankeschön. And Wayne Newton is, I don't know, I think it's debatable, but I think Wayne Newton might be most famous for that song. Wayne Newton. I don't know. Do you think he's as big as Elvis, Ernie?
I would say yes, only because he's been around longer and his name's a lot more known. I mean, he's been performing since, what, 1963?
Something like, man, think about that, ladies and gentlemen, 60 years. And he's still out there. That's crazy. And I don't know. I mean, Elvis is Elvis, but I don't know that Elvis had ever had the nickname Mr. Las Vegas. So Wayne Newton from Las Vegas. And I'm going to take another one. I'm going to take Nicholas Kim Coppola. And some of my listeners might be wondering, who is Nicholas Kim Coppola? While you might know him more by his actor name, which is Nicolas Cage. So he didn't want to be known by Coppola because he was related to a director and producer named Francis Ford Coppola. So he wanted to kind of strike out on his own and he changed his name to Nicolas Cage. All kinds of great movies with Nicolas Cage. One of my favorite ones is...
my favorite is Face Off.
Face Off is a really good one with John Travolta.
Yes.
I'm thinking of the one where they go searching for American Treasure?
National Treasure.
National Treasure. Good Lord.
Yes.
One of my favorite movies that I can't
remember. My wife loves those movies.
I think they're really, really good and they're interesting. A little bit liberal with some of the facts, but I don't really care. I think it's interesting. So Nicolas Cage, also born in Las Vegas. So shout out to those two gentlemen as well. And then Andre Agassi is a third one. So there you go, listeners.
Medalist.
Yeah, Andre Agassi, widely regarded as one of the, and I don't mean to shortchange him. I just don't want to go on and on. But one of the, arguably, I would say, one of the best tennis players of all time. So a shout out to those gentlemen, native What the hell are you called if you're from Las Vegas? Las Vegasian.
Vegan? Vegans?
Las Vegasite?
Vegans. Like vegans, but vegans.
Vegans. You're called a vegan. You're a Las Vegan.
You're a Las Vegan.
You're a Las Vegan.
I was right.
Or, yeah, I don't know. I don't actually know how you pronounce. We'll ask some of the. Well, shoot. As we look around this little bridge, I'm not sure we have any locals whatsoever.
Excuse me. Are you a Las Vegan? Like a Las Vegan. Like, yeah, Las Vegan.
I'm not lost. I'm a. You know, I know where I'm at. I'm not a lost vegan. I'm a Las Vegan. Vegan or vegan? If you say it Vegas, I assume you're a vegan, right? So Las Vegans.
I would assume so.
Yeah. So how many vegans are vegans? Are you a vegan if you're from vegan? Or are you a vegan if you're a vegan? How many vegans come from Vegas? Interesting. Happy to be among many Las Vegans today. Okay. What we want to talk about in today's episode is this idea of branding. So I talk about branding in several of my classes, retailing, promotion, certainly, obviously promotion, but also in retailing principles, marketing strategy, just all of them. Branding is just so important to marketing in the business world. So today we thought we would talk to you a little bit about branding. And before we get to the main topic, branding kind of comes under this subset of promotion. And what I tell my students is that promotion in Juan terms, is basically anything it takes to get your product noticed, anything it takes to sell, just anything. And I always ask my students if they feel that term is vague, and they usually look at me and they kind of don't know what to say, yes or no. And I say, no, seriously, tell me, do you think my definition is vague? And finally, somebody will kind of have the courage in usually the front row. I don't know why, but the people that always chime in sit in the front row. And inevitably, one of them will finally chime in and say, yeah, Juan, I think that's a little bit vague. And I say, good. I'm glad you had the guts to say that, because it is. And I tell them, I leave that definition vague on purpose, because there's virtually an unlimited number of ways to promote your business. Virtually unlimited. So promotion is just, you're limited basically by your creativity. That's literally it. So I want to play a game for the listeners. So I'm going to challenge Ernie, and then we're going to kind of go back and forth. If you believe me and agree that your ability to promote your brand or product is only limited by your creativity, I'm going to challenge Ernie to come up with five. And then as fast as possible, I'm going to come up with five. So we're going to give the listeners out there about 10 different ways for those of you that are starting small businesses or thinking about starting a business or what have you. Let's see if we can give you 10 quick tips on how to promote your brand or service or product. So Ernie, do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. So what is one way we can promote our business?
I would say direct selling.
Direct selling. It can be in person. It can be on the phone. It could be
online.
Online for, yeah, exactly. For most people now, you might be, for our younger listeners, you might be most familiar with that concept. That's a great one, direct selling. I'm going to go with one of my favorites. And again, listeners, if you're new, hopefully you're not, but well, that's not true. Hopefully there's some regulars and some new listeners. But for those of you that know me, you know I'm just a big foodie and I love eating. So I'm going to go with free samples. So for those of you that like,
Costco. Obviously,
go to Costco on a Saturday and just walk around and there's free lunch. Best just get a bunch ever. Of free samples. Yeah. And I can honestly say that it works. I always tell my students, I bought Swedish meatballs one time and I bought an orange cream soda, which was just one of the best things ever. Love free samples. Ernie, what do you think?
Samples are awesome. I always go for the freebies.
Yeah, give us a third one.
Well, the way you get those free samples, sometimes they have to advertise it, right? So I'm going to say advertisement.
Yeah, so you got to advertise, and you can do that in so many different ways. TV, radio, billboard, skywriting, Instagram, Snapchat, and...
So soon we're going to be chipped, and you're going to be able to see in your dreams watch. You're going to have like commercials as you sleep.
I'll tell the listeners, and I don't know if this is a whole episode. I don't know if it is, but it's been a couple of years now, but I remember walking down the grocery store and it was late. And, you know, as a professor, one of the many, many benefits of being a professor is I get to go shopping at kind of odd times during the day when it's not so busy. And I went down this one aisle and I noticed that all the refrigerators, the refrigerated section, were dim, like the lights were off. And when I stepped down, you know, down into the aisle, the lights came on. So I thought that was really interesting. They have sensors, which I assume for, you know, they're trying to save money and be green. So when nobody's walking down the aisle, the lights turn off. Well, when I went down the aisle, the lights came on. Well, no sooner had I, you know, come to, you know, did I kind of figure that out, then a voice started talking to me, and a voice was basically giving me a little audio commercial of what was available in the refrigerator. So I thought that was really kind of cool. So a little advertisement right there in aisle number four, which I thought was kind of cool. So yeah, we all are familiar with advertising. This kind of a, I'm going to give you another old school one, but we could give you discounts and coupons. Buy one, get one freeze, all kinds of things like that. Very effective. Again, the oldest version would be a coupon, but now buy one, get one free or some kind of a cash discount.
The BOGOs.
BOGOs. It's kind of funny. I don't know when I started saying BOGO, but I remember the first time I said it in class, I thought I'm going to have to explain what this is. And as soon as I said it, the class immediately kind of chimed in. So I was kind of taken aback by how popular that term is now.
A BOGO. It's funny because that word was also advertised with the BOGO itself.
Yeah.
They call it a BOGO deal. So they're like, oh, BOGO.
No, it's become very commonplace in today's consumer culture. So a BOGO, yeah. Ernie, give us, are you up to five? Is this number five?
Yeah. So I'm going to just say sales promotions. Kind of like almost like your BOGO, but, you know, when they give percentages off or, you know, different kind of sales, like, you know, Labor Day sale, Memorial Day sale, Black Friday, you know.
For
now they
sure.
have Black Thursday and like they have a whole Black Friday week.
No, they really do. And now that we advertise cyber sales, now we advertise small business on that Saturday after Thanksgiving. There's so many promotions now that we've come up with, trying to be creative and trying to get people obviously to shop on that very important holiday weekend. We'll talk about that when we get to November for sure. Another one, if you kind of know me or have had me for class, another topic I really like, and I use them a lot personally, are loyalty programs. It's kind of interesting. I think I've got more apps on my phone than some of my students, but holy cow, definitely less than some of my students. But I've got a fair number. I think I've got about 15, I would say, on my phone. And one of my favorites is the Starbucks app. And I get points every time I shop there, basically. And I get different points depending on how I pay. And every once in a while, I get rewarded for shopping before noon or on a weekend. And I even get little offers for extra points for consuming certain new items, right? Like they want to promote their new sandwiches or their eggs or their new... In fact, I just tried one about a month ago. I got 200 points, which is awesome because that was basically two free cups of coffee. And I got 200 points for trying a drink, and I hope I don't pronounce it, called an oleato. Ernie, is there any chance you've tried an oleato?
I have natto.
That was very funny. For those of you out there that haven't tried it, I'm going to do a little bit, and I don't know if it's still out there, but I'll do a little bit of promotion for Starbucks. It's an olive oil infused coffee drink. So I don't want to know the details. I don't want to know the specifics, but somehow they infuse their coffee beans with olive oil and then produce a drink out of it. So I hope it's pronounced an oleato. So they gave me 200 points for trying that out, which I thought was awesome because that was the equivalent of two free coffees in the future. So that definitely worked.
That's like a buy one, get two.
Yeah, that was a buy one. So that might've been a BOGO, but I like the loyalty aspect more, but yeah, that was like a bow two, a bow two. Oh my gosh. That, ladies and gentlemen, that's the bourbon kicking in right there. All right. So I think I lost count. Ernie, where are we at? Are we at eight?
Yeah. Let's eight. See. I'll say public relations.
Public relations is a super good one. I always tell my students that public relations is a great job for those of you that want to be social and have a great personality and you want to be social, but you don't really want the pressure of selling. And I usually try to recruit you into sales because that's what I did for a living for so long. But no matter how hard I try, I'm not going to recruit some people into sales. They just don't want that title or that pressure, or despite my best efforts, I'm never going to convince you that some people just don't want even the idea of the pressure or having to earn
having
the ring.
Sales goals or anything like that.
Yeah, sales goals and just that. So I think it's a great way to make a living, but I tell them, for those of you that I cannot sell on being a salesman, then public relations is a good way to go. I think that's a great way to go. I've had a number of clients actually back in my old days that were in public relations. A good way to make a living. And again, creative and outgoing people. For creative and outgoing people. Another one we could do is like a cashback promotion. Sometimes I do this. I just recently bought something on Fanatics, which for those of you that don't know is kind of the website for a lot of sporting goods merchandise and not sporting goods. What's the way to say it? Like team merchandise, right? So Ernie, if you want a Lakers jersey, or you know, for those of you that want a cap or whatever, a t-shirt, you go to Fanatics and they give you free shipping if you spend a certain amount of money, and they'll give you coupons if you spend certain amounts of money. And I know I've done both of those before. So I'll buy a shirt, for example, for like a present, and then they'll say, if you spend X dollars, we'll give you $20 off. So it's almost like giving you free stuff. Yes, they do make you buy things, but we all like discounts. So
it's,
I think
its own
that's
incentive itself.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know, maybe I'm just a sucker, but I always find myself buying, I don't know if I want to admit this on the podcast, but whenever I buy somebody a gift, it's very hard for me not to buy something for myself. That's terrible.
Hey, it's a buy one, get one.
It's a buy one, get one. Ladies and gentlemen, the bourbon has officially kicked in. I think Ernie was having Jack Daniels. The bourbon is kicking in. That's a buy one, get one. Buy one, get one. Mm-hmm. If you buy one, you get one. So, Ernie, I don't even know. Is that 9 or 10, or should we just cut it?
You are on number 9, so number 10 will be personal selling.
Yeah, so personal selling, ladies and gentlemen. Ernie and I both have experience in that. But, Ernie, I'm going to let you take this one.
So, for me, I love selling because it was a way for me to communicate with people and listen to what they wanted and then tying it into what I had to offer. So any person that walked in was going to walk out with something. And that was like my own goal. And, you know, I felt like I was very successful in doing that. And quite honestly, I had the other sales jobs, but the one most memorable was Singular Wireless AT&T for sure.
It's hard for me when I actually teach sales. In fact, I'm teaching that this fall, but when I teach sales class, it's hard for me not to become just really, really passionate about that topic. I just think it's a great way to make a living, and I genuinely like the interaction with people, and I like helping them solve their problems, and I don't like to think of myself as a salesperson. I just feel like I'm assisting you solve a problem. So maybe that sounds cheesy, you know, kind of cheeseball, but I don't like selling people things. I don't want to sell you things you don't need. I'll listen to your problem. And understanding what products I have and what solutions I have, I'll just try to recognize, you know, a need and recommend something for you to, you know, fill that gap. And it's just that simple. I don't think it's a lot of pressure. And no, I don't close every deal. And Ernie, you can chime in. I don't know if you closed every deal.
No.
But that's not, I mean, you know, I don't think you kind of can. But I just think it's a great way to make a living. So for any of you that are considering that move, now, it does depend what company you work for, yes. And it does depend what product or service you're going to sell, yes. But if you just listen to people and listen to what they're telling you and, you know, understand where they're coming from, you recommend a good product or service and you kind of go on your way. I think it's a great way to make a living. And quite honestly, the independence and ability to make, you know, higher incomes is just tremendous.
And with that, you also could build loyalty, which could then build you returning business, and it could bring you referrals, which again, that's really what you're looking for, right? You take care of somebody, they're going to refer you to other people. Think about times where you're sitting somewhere and you're like, oh my God, I need this service, right? You hit up your friends like, hey, who do you recommend? And there you go, word of mouth. And that's, you know, that sells.
No, for sure. And I think that's, I don't have it on our calendar right now, but we're definitely gonna have to do a whole episode just on selling. So we'll figure out what city and what topic kind of lends itself to that idea. But we'll definitely have a whole episode just on selling. So listeners, stay tuned for that. The last one real quick, just a little bonus one, maybe you're a star. Contests and sweepstakes are really, really popular. Going back, you know, a number of years, we've had contests and sweepstakes. Now on Instagram, you can, I've seen lots of different promotions where you tag 3-4 friends, or you have to follow us and follow and tag, or use this hashtag, make a comment, on and on and on. And you can get free food, a free trip. I think travel, I need to find a statistic on that, but I think travel is one of the most successful campaigns that I've seen.
Oh yeah, I've seen stuff for like Disney cruises, for like Cancun trips, and you know,
for sure. And all you have to usually do is follow, you know, a page, and then maybe tag a couple of friends you'd like to go. Yeah,
tag, comment, share.
Yeah, there you go. Contests and sweepstakes really, really popular, and they've evolved, which I think is interesting. From in the past when it was in the mail, to now something like Facebook or, like I said, Instagram.
It's kind of like Snapchat. It's kind of like our contest, right, Juan, with our listeners, right?
It is. It absolutely is. And we'll get to that at the end of the show. So again, for our returning listeners and hopefully for our new listeners, we have a running contest, and we'll get to that at the end of our show. All right, listeners. So talk to you a little bit about promotion. Now let's talk a little bit about branding. And how I typically introduce this topic in my class is I'll say, you know, I'll start off with something very obvious and kind of simple. And I'll say, ladies and gentlemen, is it easy and, you know, have companies been successful branding a product? And usually they'll all chime in, you know, the ones that aren't asleep anyway. The ones in the back row are going to be asleep. But the ones in the front and in the middle are going to say, yes, it's easy. And I'll say, okay, name me a product that's been successful.
And the student will say Nike.
Right. And I don't know if Ernie's sucking up, but that's one of my favorite companies in the world.
Just do it.
Are you like the biggest Nike guy in the world?
Yeah. Okay. I wear Nikes, yeah.
I'm a huge Nike guy. So Nike, we know the swoosh. In fact, I want to do a whole episode just about the Air movie. I think we just have to. It's a great movie, great product. Love Michael Jordan. We'll do a whole episode. We'll go to Chicago. The next time we go to Chicago.
Chi-town.
Yeah, the Windy City. The next time we go up there, we'll do an episode about Air and Nike.
We'll just call it Air.
So yes, you can promote a brand pretty successfully. And then I'll say, okay, let's make it a little bit harder. Can you promote a service? And depending on the semester, they'll answer pretty quickly or not. And then finally somebody will say, what, Ernie, what's the service?
Amazon.
Amazon's arguably, well, I don't know if it's arguable. I think by now it is the most popular service in the world.
They're the monopoly. They're Boardwalk and Park Place for sure.
They are. Those are all the blue ones. Yes, those are the blue spaces at the end of the Monopoly board. That's Amazon. But what I think is interesting is, you know, FedEx and UPS have been the, what's the word I'm looking for? The recipients, the...
runners up?
No, they've benefited from the success of Amazon because somebody has to deliver those products, right?
Right.
And
they were the beneficiaries.
Beneficiaries. There you go. Thank you. That bourbon, we're going to have to... Ladies and gentlemen, I got about 15 minutes left, maybe less. Okay, so let's get through this. So even like PayPal, companies like that have all benefited from our online consumption. And Amazon has no doubt contributed to the success of various delivery programs. And then I'll say, okay, you got product and you got service. Those were easy. And then they'll look at me like, wow, now what? And I'll say, can you promote a person? Can you actually promote a person? And Ernie, what do you think?
Absolutely. You could easily see that in politics.
Right. So if this episode was closer to November, we would talk about all the elections and how the different nominees and different... Yeah, the bourbon's kicking in. The different... the what?
The candidates?
The candidates. Oh, my God. I feel like I really have had bourbon.
You're welcome, Juan. That's why I'm here.
So... the candidates, right? They'll basically create a commercial for themselves, promoting themselves as a good person. And then the fourth one I'll say is, can you promote an idea? And this is one which is interesting. Students usually struggle with this one the most. And again, I say typical. It depends on the semester. But when I come up with a couple of ideas, they'll all kind of nod their head or say something like, oh, yeah. So Ernie, what are some ideas that we've created in the marketing world?
Well, I think for sure safety, when you think about driving and texting or driving and drinking, you know, that's promoted everywhere you see it.
I should have this in my head. That's kind of embarrassing, but I'm going to say somewhere in the late 80s, maybe mid 80s, we started campaigns, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And the whole idea, right? So the whole idea was, you're never going to stop drinking. We tried, you know, prohibition. It didn't work. But if you're going to drink, at least don't drive. And that's something we continue with today. Designate a driver, call an Uber.
The DARE thing for schools.
Absolutely. That came out, man, I want to say in the late 80s, early 90s, we started with DARE.
90s. Yeah, I remember that in school.
I think it's probably early 90s. Yeah, DARE. So we try to sell you on this idea. Please don't drink and drive. And now I've seen a lot of statistics that texting and driving is actually more risky and more dangerous. So on behalf of the One Sided Story podcast, please don't text and drive. Okay, so then the last one I'll say is, okay, class, you've got those four. Now here's the big one. Can we promote a place? And they'll kind of look at me kind of confused or something. And then I'll say, oh, come on, guys, I was hoping to save kind of the easiest one for last. Like a product is easy, but this one's not that hard. Can we promote or brand a place? And maybe they're bored or I don't know what, but sometimes they just really don't get it. And I'll say, come on, you got to get this one. Ernie, can you promote a place?
Absolutely.
And why do we know that?
Because, you know, as some people say here, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right. Or as we're going to say in this podcast, what happens here stays here. What happens on this pedestrian bridge stays on this pedestrian bridge. Holy cow. It's been, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, it's been 9 months selling Flans, only Flans account winding down. This podcast winding down. So you can brand a place. And that's really interesting. So I want to talk to the last kind of idea for today. As I want to talk to listeners about that phrase, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And I don't know. I think it'd be interesting to do a little poll of our listeners. If you'd like to, you can go to our Instagram, Juan Side of the Story, or our website, Juan Side of Story, and send us a little shout out, send us a note. I'm kind of curious how many of you have heard this tagline. I'm assuming all of you. And what a lot of people don't know is how long that's been around or who invented it. So I thought I would share with the listeners a couple of interesting things. That tagline's been around actually since 2003. So 20 years ago, Ernie, if you can believe it.
Oh, wow.
20 years ago, a couple of gentlemen came up with this tagline, and it was for the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. And they were flat out just trying to increase visitation and tourism and increase the popularity of Vegas as a whole, as a city. But as a brand, literally create a brand out of a city. So two gentlemen, Jason Hoff and Jeff Candido, came up with this campaign on behalf of their advertising firm, R&R Partners, in 2003. And what's interesting is the gentlemen talked about what they wanted to accomplish and what their goals were, and they went off on their own for a little bit of time and came up with their own ideas. And as Jason Hoff kind of points out in some of his interviews, is that they went off on their own, came back, and many of their ideas were very similar and very close to what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Things like anything goes, or, you know, you never know what happens, or you never know. And from there, it was real quick, you know, according to Hoff, it was very easy and quick for them to come up with what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And because they both were on a similar vein, they knew it was a strong tagline. And I don't know, in my personal opinion, nothing will ever top Just Do It, but what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, easily the most popular campaign for a city that I've ever been aware of. And it's so popular, they actually made the, for our listeners that don't know, Madison Avenue in New York and Chicago are definitely the most popular destinations for advertising firms, but Madison Avenue is kind of the home, and they have a Walk of Fame, an advertising Walk of Fame, and that slogan made the Walk of Fame in 2011. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Coming to you live from the pedestrian walk, I can tell you what happens in Vegas stays for 9 months. What? Flan's in Vegas? Flan's in Vegas.
No flan about it.
No flan about it. No flan about it. Holy cow. Okay. Ernie, I think that just about wraps up our talk on branding. I'm excited. We've got a couple days here because we are now finally going to leave. Ernie, where are we headed?
We're headed to one of the most beautiful cities to visit during this time, Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida. I haven't looked up the weather, but it cannot be worse than this. It's still, I don't think it's dropped 1 degree while we've been talking. It's still about 98.
Yeah, but you got to remember, Juan, Miami's by the water, so.
Holy cow. We need to see if we can do the podcast in the water. That needs to happen.
That would be something.
We'll get a yacht. If any of you know anybody, if you got a hookup, let us know. I want to be on a yacht. But we've had a lot of fun. One or two last things I want to do before we go. I want to have I don't want to call it a farewell, but my last little meal for this trip will be at the Delmonico Steakhouse at the Venetian, one of my favorite places in the world. Flat out in the whole world. Love Delmonico. I'm going to get me a nice steak. Ernie and I are both big dessert people and sweets. So we're going to try out this new place I got recommended. I was recommended a place called Duck Donuts. I love donuts. So we're going to try that out. Ernie, we've got two meals left. You want to call the last one?
Sure, Juan. I do not know about you, but I want some tacos. So I will be going to Tacos El Gordo. For those of you that know, if you know, you know. There's three of them in Las Vegas. You don't want to go the one off Las Vegas Boulevard. There's one on Charleston. Like I said, if you know, you know.
Why not the one on Las Vegas?
Because it's overcrowded because you get the crowd that's walking Las Vegas Boulevard. And the line is literally like in and out, but with people, not cars. It's ridiculous.
No, that makes sense. Okay.
And in this heat, no thank you.
No. Oh my gosh, no. No, I'm always down for tacos, so that might be good. So we'll have to flip a coin if the steak or the tacos are the last meal. Or maybe the donut. Or maybe
why
all
not,
three.
Or maybe all three.
Yeah, why not just do all three? That's an easy sell. And then the last thing is hopefully we're headed this weekend. We're going to try to catch my boy Esto Vega. He's actually from my hometown of El Paso. So a little shout out to Mr. Vega out there. He's been a DJ for about a decade. And I just can't wait to see him. He's, if you pronounce this correctly, it's the Zouk nightclub. Ernie, any thoughts? Is it the Zouk? Have you heard from any locals?
No, I haven't, but tell me more.
It's, I believe it's called the Zouk. It's pronounced the Zouk. Zouk. We're going to say Zouk. And he's out there. We actually got an invite to the IU Day Club, which I think lately I've been liking more and more. So do some day drinking. So get a cabana, put our feet in the pool, have some drinks at the IU Day Club. So he's a resident there. So a shout out to Esto Vega. Just very successful. He's now opening up for people everybody's heard of. Zed, Deadmau5, and even Cascade. Three of my favorite acts going on right now. So successful. Super proud that he's from my hometown of El Paso. So that's about it. We're going to eat. We're going to have a couple more drinks. Go to a day club. Rent a cabana. Get out of here. So I think the last thing we want to do is our contest. Is that right, Ernie? Anything else?
Yep, we're at a contest.
One. Okay.
Let's do it.
So for our contest, so excited. This one, I'm a little bit biased. So normally we take nominations from our listeners. This one, I purposefully just asked my best friend, Adrian, what he wanted to hear, or what he wanted to nominate, rather. I don't know that he wants the title Mr. Vegas, but Adrian's always about Vegas. If I say let's go to Vegas, he's always down.
I think he's always down because he's looking for love.
What a little hint that was. So I asked Adrian, give me a song for our contest. Please go to our Instagram or, again, go to our website, Juan's Side of the Story, and send us your favorite song from a movie. And what we've been doing is giving away cups of coffee or gift cards. And at the end of the year, we're going to have a pretty good prize. There's only one rule. It has to be a song from a movie. That's critical. Adrian gave me a pretty varied list, and he settled on this last one. It was a very eclectic list. There was country and rock and even something from a Broadway musical, which was kind of crazy. But we settled on this one. Ernie, hit it.
Well, I spent a lifetime looking for you. Single bars and good time lovers were never true. playing a fool's game, hoping to win. And telling those sweet lies and losing again. I was looking for love in all the wrong.
Oh, what a great song that is. Ernie, so I'm going to, again, I don't want to date myself and I don't want to call you out, but there's no way you remember that song.
That's... I'm going to be 100% candid with you, Juan, and that's a no, I don't remember the song.
That has to predate you.
But I got to admit, that's a perfect song for this episode because, as you know, in Las Vegas, it has the most weddings in a day. So if you are looking for love and in Las Vegas, there are weddings there waiting for you to happen.
100. This is absolutely the perfect song. That's why I said, listeners, I was a little bit biased. I didn't take nominations from multiple people this time. I just kind of selected that song. So Adrian, what a great, a little shout out to you. What a great nomination. It's safe to say there's a lot. I'm going to try to say this in the most politically correct way I can. But are there a lot of, Ernie, help me. There's a lot of ways to look for love in Las Vegas.
There are a lot of ways to find love in Las Vegas if you're looking for it.
If you have the wallet, if you have the social media accounts, if you have the black book, if you have a...
If you have access.
If you head down the right alley, if you knock on the right door, looking for love in all kinds of places.
All kinds of places.
That's a great song for this episode. So a little shout out to Adrian for that one. That's from a movie called Urban Cowboy, which again is also great for Las Vegas. It's an urban cowboy. Great movie. 1980. So I know that predates Ernesto over here. That was, I don't know if I can factually say that was John Travolta's first movie, but I'm pretty sure I can say that was his coming out party. Yeah, he did Staying Alive and then Saturday Night Fever, which kind of introduced the Bee Gees to the world. So I know I just dated myself.
Staying Alive.
I'm proud of you. So that definitely predates you, but you know that song. You know.
Of course.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. That's definitely before your time. But okay.
Well, actually, no, Juan, because if you think about it, for those of you who watched the movie Ted, Mark Wahlberg's scene, they use that song right there when he's dancing when he first meets his girlfriend then.
I forgot about that. It's a very funny scene. Yeah.
Because he redoes the John Travolta scene.
That's just iconic. So again, we're not talking about Urban Cowboy. We're talking about Saturday Night Fever. But where you wear that white jumpsuit looking thing, the white vest, that's...
And your finger point at every direction.
That was super funny. A super great scene. Yeah, Saturday Night Fever and Staying Alive came out pretty soon after. Those were early to mid-80s. But Urban Cowboy came out in 1980 with that song from Johnny Lee, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. So listeners, that is it. It's about 90, I'm going to say 97 degrees. I am sweating. The bourbon now is starting to kind of trickle away.
Pour away in our sweat.
Yeah, I need something. I either need a Gatorade, some water, or another drink, or maybe all three.
I will take a Red Bull and vodka.
Yeah, maybe put some Red Bull in something. So, man, it's we have to get out of here. I definitely am getting dehydrated, and that perfect timing. 9 o'clock, July the 4th, Las Vegas. Ernie,
be safe, everybody. Lots of love. And if you are looking for love in all the right places, you want to check out this podcast or recommend it to anybody else that's looking for love, because we would love to have you guys here.
That's absolutely right. But then again, Ernie, that's just one side of the story. Thank you, guys.